Marcy moved her foot and made the devilish contraption lurch forward.
Marksman robbed the First Union, as you guessed.
Wax held on tightly. He'd guessed that Marksman would hit the bank 3 days ago. When it hadn't happened, he'd thought the man had fled to the roughs.
Captain Reddy thinks that Marksman will run for his hideout in the 7th Octant.
Reddy is wrong. Head for the breakouts.
She didn't argue. The motor car shook until they hit the new section of paving stones where the street smoothed out and the vehicle picked up speed. This was one of the latest motor cars, the type the broadsheets had been spouting about, with rubber wheels and a gasoline engine. The entire city was transforming to accommodate them.
You shouldn't be here, Marcy.
She kept her eyes forward.
You trained as an attorney. You belong in a courtroom, not chasing a killer.
I've done well caring for myself in the past. You never complained then.
Each time it felt like an exception, yet here you are again.
What's wrong with you lately? You complain about the motor car, about me being here, about your tea being too hot in the morning. One would almost think you'd made some horrible life decision that you regret deep down. Wonder what that could be.
She might have a point, mate.
You're not helping.
Wasn't intended to. Fortunately, I know which horrible life decision she's talking about. You really should have bought that hat we looked at last week. It was lucky. I've got a fifth sense for these things.
Fifth?
Yeah, can't smell worth a heap of beans.
There.
Wax leaned forward and looked through the windscreen. A figure bounded out of a side street, soaring through the air, landed in the street, then launched himself down the thoroughfare ahead of them.
You were right. How did you know?
Marks likes to be seen.
Wax slipped vindication from her holster at his side.
Fancies himself a gentleman rogue. Keep this contraption moving steadily if you can.
Wax threw open the door and leaped out. He fired down and pushed on the bullet, launching himself upward. A push on a passing carriage nudged Wax to the side, so that when he came down, he landed on the wooden roof of Marcy's motor car. He grabbed the roof's front lip with one hand, gun up beside his head, wind blowing his mist coat out behind him. Ahead, Marks bounded down the thoroughfare in a series of steel pushes. Deep within, Wax felt the comforting burn of his own metal. He propelled himself off the motor car and out over the roadway. Marks always performed his robberies in daylight, always escaped along the busiest roadways he could find. He liked the notoriety. He probably felt invincible. Being an Allomancer could do that to a man. Wax sent himself into a series of leaps over motor cars and carriages, passing the tenements on either side. The height and perspective cleared his mind and calmed his emotions as surely as a soother's touch. His worries dissolved, and for the moment there was only the chase. The marksman wore red, an old busker's mask covering his face, black with white tusks, like a demon of the deepness from old stories. And he was connected to the Set, according to the appointment book Wax had stolen from his uncle. After so many months, the usefulness of that book was waning, but there were still a few gems to exploit. Marks pushed toward the industrial district. Wax followed, bounding from motor car to motor car. Amazing how much more secure he felt while hurtling through the afternoon air as opposed to being trapped in one of those horrible motorized boxes. Marks spun in midair and released a handful of something. Wax pushed himself off a lamppost and jerked to the side, then shoved Marks's coins as they passed, sending them out of the way of a random motor car below. The motor swerved anyway, running toward the canal, the driver losing control.
Rust and ruin.
Wax pushed himself back toward the motor car. He tapped his metal mind, increasing his weight 20-fold, and came down on the hood of the motor car. The smash crushed the front of the motor car into the ground, stopping its momentum before it could topple into the canal. He caught a glimpse of stunned people inside, then released his metal mind and launched himself in a push after Marks. He almost lost the man, but fortunately the red clothing was distinctive. Wax spotted him as he bounded up off a low building, then pushed himself high along the side of one of the city's shorter skyscrapers. Wax followed, watching as the man pushed himself in through a window on the top floor, some 12 or 14 stories up. Wax shot up into the sky, windows passing him in a blur. The city of Ellendale stretched out all around, smoke rising from coal plants, factories, and homes in countless spouts. He neared the top floor, one window to the left of where Marks had entered, and as he landed lightly on the stonework ledge, he tossed a coin toward the window Marks had used. As the gunfire shattered the window, Wax increased his weight and smashed through his own window by leaning against it, entering the building. He raised Vindication toward the plaster wall separating him from Marks. Translucent blue lines spread around him, pointing in 1,000 different directions, highlighting bits of metal. The nails in a desk behind him where a frightened man in a suit cowered, the metal wires in the walls leading to electric lamps. Most importantly, a few lines pointed through the wall into the next room. These were faint. Obstructions weakened his alimentic sense. One of those lines quivered as someone in there turned and raised a gun. Wax rolled Vindication's cylinder and locked it into place. Haze killer round. He pushed, flaring his metal, and drilled his bullet forward with as much force as he could. It tore through the wall as if it were paper. The metal in the next room dropped to the floor. Wax threw himself against the wall, increasing his weight, and smashed through into the next room, weapon raised, looking for his target. He found only a pool of blood soaking into the carpet and a discarded submachine gun. This room was some kind of clerk's office. Several men and women pressed against the floor, trembling. One woman raised a finger, pointing out a door. Wax gave her a nod and crouched against the wall next to the hallway, then cautiously glanced out. Just then, a filing cabinet slid down the hallway toward him. Wax ducked back out of the way as it passed, then leaped out and aimed. His gun immediately lurched backward. Wax grabbed it with both hands, holding tight, but a second push launched his other pistol out of its holster. His feet started to skid, his gun hauling him backward, and he finally dropped Vindication. She tumbled all the way down the hall to fetch up beside the ruins of the filing cabinet, which had crashed into the wall there. He would have to come back for her once this was over. Mark stood at the other end of the hallway, lit by soft electric lights. He bled from a shoulder wound, his face hidden by the black and white mask.
There are 1,000 criminals in this city far worse than I am. And yet you hunt me, lawman. Why? I'm a hero of the people.
You stopped being a hero weeks ago when you killed a child.
That wasn't my fault.
You fired the gun, Marks. You might not have been aiming for the girl, but you fired the gun.
The thief stepped back. The sack slung on his shoulder had been torn, either by Wax's bullet or some shrapnel. It leaked banknotes. Marks glared at him through the mask, eyes barely visible in the electric light. Then he dashed to the side, holding his shoulder as he ran into another room. Wax pushed off the filing cabinet and threw himself in a rush down the hallway. He skidded to a stop before the door Marks had gone in, then pushed off the light behind, entering the room. Open window. Wax grabbed a handful of pens from a desk before throwing himself out the window, 12 stories up. Banknotes fluttered in the air, trailing behind Marks as he plummeted. Wax increased his weight, trying to fall faster, but he had nothing to push against, and the increased weight helped only slightly against air resistance. Mark still hit the ground before him, then pushed away the coin he'd used to slow himself. A pair of dropped pens with metal nibs pushed ahead of himself into the ground was enough, barely, to slow Wax. Mark leaped away, bounding out over some street lamps. He bore no metal on his body that Wax could spot, but he moved a lot more slowly than he had earlier, and he trailed blood. Wax followed him. Marks would be making for the breakouts, a slum where the people still covered for him. They didn't care that his robberies had turned violent. They celebrated that he stole from those who deserved it.
Can't let him reach that safety.
Wax pushed himself up over a lamppost, then shoved on it behind him to gain speed. He closed on his prey, who checked on Wax with a frantic glance over his shoulder. Wax raised one of the pens, gauging how risky it would be to try to hit Marks in the leg. He didn't want a killing blow. This man knew something. The slums were just ahead.
Next bound.
Wax gripped the pen. Bystanders stared up from the sidewalks, watching the alimentic chase. He couldn't risk hitting one of them. He had to... One of those faces was familiar. Wax lost control of his push. Stunned by what he'd seen, he barely kept himself from breaking bones as he hit the street, rolling across cobbles. He came to a rest, mist coat tassels twisted around his body. He drew himself up on hands and knees.
No. Impossible. No!
He scrambled across the street.
That face. That face.
The last time he had seen that face, he had shot it in the forehead.
Bloody tan.
The man who had killed Lessie.
A man was here!
Wax shoved through the crowd.
Long fingered, thinning hair. A face almost like a bear skull. Did you see him? Did anyone see him?
People stared at him as if he were daft. Perhaps he was. Wax raised his hand to the side of his head.
Lord Waxillium?
He spun. Marcy had stopped her motor car nearby, and both she and Wayne were climbing out. Had she actually been able to tail him during his chase? No. No, he'd told her where he thought Marks would go.
Waxmate, you all right? What'd he do, knock you from the air?
Something like that.
Wax glanced about one last time.
Rusts. The stress is digging into my mind.
So he got away?
Not yet, he didn't. He's bleeding and dropping money. He'll leave a trail. Come on!